Hi, dictation for Mr. Shehzad Bhatti, Shahzaib, Bhatti, Shehzad Bhatti, date of birth 7/20/1982, date of accident 10/10/2023, and date of service is January 4, 2024. The patient is having complaints of pain in the neck and the mid back, lower back, headaches, and pain in the left hand, and occasional radiation to both legs posteriorly. As a result of an automobile accident that occurred on 10/10/2023, in this accident, the patient allegedly was involved, where he T-boned on the driver's side of the front wheels, impacting his issues with the head injury, TBI, and pain syndrome. He has a pain in the left hip, left upper thigh, and he believes there is a bleeding going on inside, but on examination no bleeding was found. His right index finger has a decreased flexion, for which he is going to be referred to a hand surgeon. He has a scar of the right knee and scar of the left hand from previous surgeries. He initially had a lot of spasm in the trapezius muscles on the left side, and also in the paraspinal muscles from C5-6-7 and L4-5-S1, but they are now improving. Please mention that in the physical examination. Left shoulder examination reveals that he can move up to 160 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, and he is improving in this area also quite a bit. Although Hawking Kennedy test remains positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive, near test, speed test positive for the left shoulder only. In the left hand and the wrist, patient has no fractures. Obviously no tendon involvement, muscle involvement, no laceration or swelling. And overall the circulation is intact, reflexes are intact, grip is normal. And patient is improving here also. Overall, the pain is between 6 and 7. And he now reports some pain in the right elbow, where medial epicondyle is slightly painful or tender. His right index finger has a decreased movement. Flexion is not 100%. His memory is also affected. 50% improvement is reported by the patients. ADLs are affected 7. Please review the chart for the ADLs and for the system review. And for the substance abuse and for compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 127/100, pulse is 81, pulse ox 98. Rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit, dated 12/4/2023, dictation number 0121-011. The plan is to continue the physical therapy as before, per patient choice. He wants to continue therapy three times a week, for the neck, mid back, lower back, and for the left shoulder, left hip, both ankle and feet, and the left hand and the wrist, and also to the left thigh. And he's found to have a sacroiliac joint involvement. His MRIs are available to be discussed, and they are as follows. The MRI for the lumbar spine shows grade 1 retrolisthesis of L4 to L5, and central canal stenosis at L2 to L4, whatever levels, bulging disc at T11, T12, and a bulging disc at L1, L2, L2 and L3, L3, 4, L4, 5, and a herniated disc at L5, S1, with a neuroforaminal stenosis, spinal canal stenosis. Patient is advised to have a 4 to 6 injections or epidural injection to bring healing soon. And the patient has not provided any consent. He is not interested in the injection treatment. In the cervical spine MRI that was done on October 22, 2023 reports C4-C5 has a bulging disc. C6-7, there is a herniated disc. And patient is again advised to consider having a one or two injections or three for the healing of the cervical spine. So far, the patient is not interested. A soft tissue of the neck was also done, which was found to be negative for any issues. MRI for the brain was also negative, except for neurofont that was positive for basal ganglia, cingulate, and also parietal lobe, occipital lobe. That has been explained to the patient. Patient is now undergoing neurology, neuropsych, and psychiatric care for these issues. He's ordered counseling. So far, the patient is stable. He's placed on light duty job for being able to drive for doctors and the patient physical therapy visits. Thank you. The patient notified that he'll be leaving in 2 or 3 weeks out of town to go his hometown, which is in Pakistan. And so he will need to be discharged. When he comes back, he'll be readmitted for care. If he comes back, if he doesn't come back, then at least we have terminated the care. Thank you very much.